I'll do the conversion for you, don't panic. Anyone else to weigh in?
If you're currently involved in a battle with the post-New Year bulge, then you'll probably empathise with these 17 members of staff from Brunei Garrison's MRS. This weigh-in marked the start of a three-month campaign to lose weight, although according to Group Practice Manager Staff Sergeant Joe Byrne, their determination will hopefully ensure that the medics don't end up losing face.
This is, what, again, something we're going to find out as well, as whether we can employ the information we are dishing out. Rather than saying to the community, this is what you should be doing, we're employing the tactics ourselves and saying we are doing it as well. It's not just about telling people what to do.
Or, to put that in terms of a medical analogy,
it'll be a bitter pill to swallow if we can't quite get it right.
Whatever that turns out to be, the combined weight of those taking part in this weigh-in at the start of the 3 months amounted to 1,494 kilograms. Amongst them, practice nurse Parbati Shrestha, who's possibly set the bar since her arrival in Brunei.
We came in August 2009, and since then I lost nearly 3 stones. I didn't work for the first year, so most of the time I spent going to gym, and I obviously controlled on my diet as well, and I want to lose 1 more stone. I am confident. I can do that in 3 months.
Impressive. So, from what Parbati has put herself through, it seems to me as though the only ways to weight loss are through moral fibre and self-discipline. Yeah, all very well, but surely her colleague and fellow campaigner at Brunei's MRS, Dr. Hugh Morgan Davis, might know of a few medical shortcuts.
Sadly, see, there are no secrets. I'm afraid it is hard work, it is changing your lifestyle, it is being active in an enjoyable way, and it is eating sensibly.
Now, only 2 members of the Royal Air Force currently serve in this garrison, and one of them is Aeromed Sergeant Pete Stevenson, a man who's surely feeling the burden of RAF pride that must be resting upon his shoulders at present.
I don't think it is a burden. It's going to be a little bit of a them versus us, but altogether, we'll get on and we'll get the weight loss done.
Well, it's good to know that diplomacy is alive and well in the RAF, Pete, but you and I both know that you might have to go that extra mile to match your army colleagues in the fitness stakes. Maybe?
Somewhere along the lines, I'm sure I could fit in a few extra push-ups every now and again.
Those colleagues can thank GPM Joe Byrne and the Brunei MRS's matron, Major Liz Fox, for this charity-based idea that'll eventually benefit SAFA, ABF, the Big Salute and the Gurkha Welfare Trust through sponsorship.
Sponsoring by the pound, because it's easier to lose a pound than it is a kilo, because it's 2.2 pounds to the kilo. There is various ways that you can either donate, give us a flat fee for the whole duration, or you can even set a challenge which needs to be realistic.
Finally, as for the man in charge, Senior Medical Officer Lieutenant Colonel James Barrett, his message once again seems to be, we intend to lose weight, not face.
We tell people what to do, and often we don't do it ourselves. Well, we're putting ourselves in the spotlight, and we're going to have to do it. So I'm confident we will stick to it and change our lifestyles for the better. But watch this space.